you titled this, and because I know you, I could hear your, I think your sarcasm in this headline, White House News Flash, There's a Pay Freeze.
Yeah, I think it's funny. They're sort of forced procedurally to put out this document saying what next year's pay rates are going to be in the various pay schedules, and the short answer is they're going to be the same as this year and last year.
Yeah. Now, we're still, though, in this holding pattern. This is definitive, obviously, for 2012, because we knew this was coming. But this whole payroll tax cut thing still has everybody saying, beyond that, who knows what's next?
Yeah, shockingly, Congress can't seem to decide what it wants to do.
Ultimately. Huh, that never happens.
We haven't talked about this all year.
That's right.
But yeah, now we've got the Senate has decided to punt on the payroll tax cut. The House has previously passed a year-long or a longer version of the payroll tax cut that would, in fact, extend the pay freeze, cause retirement contributions to go up, and change from a high 3 to a high 5 for computing retirement. So, and that's what they want. And the Obama administration has not given any indication that they're going to fight that in any significant way, but the Senate has said, let's not debate that right now. Let's just pass a two-month extension that doesn't address those issues. And the House says, well, we'd prefer to address all these issues right now. So it's still up in the air.
I think that's the part of it, too, that is making people say this is what our reality is going to be like for the foreseeable future. Because it'd be one thing to have a group of members of Congress who have historically positioned themselves against the federal government say, we want to cut pay, we want to freeze hiring, on and on and on and on. When the White House and the administration don't really say in response to that, no, you can't do that, or we don't think that's a good idea, or in the case of what we've seen, doesn't even really mention it at all, that might be what gets people going, well, okay, I guess this is what we have to put up with.
Right. It does suggest that there's going to be more of this to come, and it is very telling. It's an ominous, if you're a federal employee, that the administration's response and the response of many Democrats in Congress is to say, when presented with the possibility that there be more cuts in federal benefits, to say, well, you know, we'll just have to see. You know, it's not as though there aren't very many who are digging in their heels to fight this. So what, you know, one reason it may not drag on too far into next year is they may agree, Democrats may agree to these cuts fairly early in the year, and then it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm. If you had to gamble on it, is that what you'd go with? Because that's what I probably would say at this point.
I think relatively soon, yeah, I think it is going to happen. I think that, I mean, the best case right now is the Senate has a two-month extension and they still have to deal with it. I think they're going to want to get it off their plates. And when they do ultimately get it off their plates, it seems very likely it's going to include these pay and benefits measures.
You know, that concept, that's an interesting phrase that you use. They'll want to get it off their plates. And when I think about that and reflect on it for a moment, that seems to me, if I were in Congress, that seems to me what would make me more inclined to try to find a deal and compromise than less inclined to do so. Because if you look at all the surveys, and you and I have talked about some of them, about how much people don't like Congress, that's what they don't like about Congress. It's not ideological. They don't like the fact that nothing seems to happen except a whole bunch of sniping.
Yeah. And I think that they're just in such a terrible place procedurally, you know, they just can't find a way to get things done. And I think ultimately it comes down to a sort of lack of leadership question. I mean, you have to ask yourself sort of what's going on, especially in the House, when they essentially demand that the Senate do something about the payroll tax cut, then the Senate does something, and the House says, well, our members are telling us they don't like what you did. So, you know, there's really, it's very difficult. Everyone's trying to exercise their leverage to the maximum extent possible, and the end result is nobody is focusing on the bigger picture of how they're all being dragged down by this endless bickering.
Yeah, they certainly have the right to exercise the leverage that they have. I guess there would be no point in having it if you didn't use it every once in a while. But at some point, I've been surprised that nobody has stepped back and said, whoa, wait a minute, this is why nobody likes us.
Yeah, and I think they've genuinely tried to do that toward the end of this year. with appropriations, for example,
mm-hmm.
they did ultimately say, let's just move an omnibus spending measure and get this, you know, get this over with, which by recent standards, you know, to have only gone a couple months into the fiscal year. Now, of course, the president hasn't signed that yet, which I think is fascinating that, you know, he's still only signed an extension until December 23rd, and which is coming up quickly. And they say, oh, that's just because, you know, we haven't gotten the final bill.
But right.
Really, they haven't put ink to paper on that yet either. But at least.
Does that make you nervous?
It makes me 10% nervous,
uh-huh.
especially because the White House yesterday, we asked them for clarification on this, and it, to me it sort of raised more questions than it answered about, because at one point in their statement it said, Congress shouldn't reopen spending negotiations.
Yeah, we got that too.
Who talked about Congress reopening spending negotiations? I mean, that's a very frightening prospect, so I don't think that's really going to happen.